愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
在我们这个礼拜的读经里面，我们有看到约柜被掳，还有约柜的归回。
So in this week's Bible reading, we see it talks about the return of the ark。
那我们就以约柜为中心来思考里面的一些道理。
And we will use the ark as the center of our sharing tonight。
我们知道以色列百姓在旷野当中有几个很重要的事情跟他们走完旷野有关系。
So we know that there are several things of importance regarding to the Israelites and their time spent in the wilderness.
第一个就是摩西。
The first is Moses.
所以圣经说跨过红海叫做受洗归的摩西。
So that's why the Bible records after crossing the Red Sea, that's to be baptized into Moses.
那摩西在某种程度预表主耶稣。
So on a certain level, Moses, he also symbolizes Jesus.
所以走天国路，我们需要努力，但是需要主耶稣带领我们。
So on this road to heaven, we must put forth our effort, but we also need Jesus to lead us.
那第二个就是跨过红海以后，就开始有玛拿。
And after crossing the Red Sea, they were given manna.
这个玛拿就是代表神的话，属灵的食物。
And manna represents the word of God. It is our spiritual food.
主耶稣说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus said that my word is life.
那第三个就是云柱火柱。
And the third is the pillar of cloud and fire.
这个云柱火柱保护他们。
And the two pillars protected the Israelites.
所以埃及人要追的时候，云柱火柱把它挡住。
So when they're being pursued, the pillars would cover them.
但是云柱火柱也带领他们的道路。
But the pillar of cloud and fire also guided their way.
在白天四边都是路的时候，要往哪里去呢
？So during the daytime when they were at a crossroads, they didn't know which way to go.
要靠跟着云柱火柱走。
So they must follow the pillar of cloud and fire.
在晚上一片黑暗，无路可走。
So at night when it was all darkness and they had no road to take.
那就要跟着火柱走。
They followed the pillar of fire.
那云柱火柱停了，他们就扎营。
So when the pillar of cloud and fire stopped, that's where they pitched their tents.
云柱火柱起来，他们就开始走路。
And when the pillars rose, that's when they set off.
这就是代表圣灵。
And this represents the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们好像到处都是机会。
So sometimes it seems that we're surrounded by opportunities.
但是我们真的要祷告，神啊，你要我走哪个方向
？But we must remember to pray to God to ask which way do you want me to go.
那有时候是无路可走。
And sometimes there is no road to take.
我们就要求圣灵带领，他就会带一条路给我们走。
So we must pray to the Holy Spirit to guide us and to open up a path for us.
那在旷野还有一个很重要的因素就是会幕。
And another thing that was very important in the wilderness is the
tabernacle.
The tabernacle.
这个会幕就是代表教会。
And the tabernacle represents church.
所以他们在安营的时候。所有以色列百姓都围着会幕在安营。
So that's why when they set camp, the Israelites would surround the tabernacle.
因为这是他们整个旷野行程的中心。
Because this is the center of their life in the wilderness.
所以从属灵上来讲，教会就是我们信仰的中心。
So spiritually speaking, the church is the center.
每一天的生活，我们的一生都是以教会为中心。
So in our daily lives and for our entire life, the church should be the center of it.
那为什么会幕这么重要呢
？And why is the tabernacle so important?
因为会幕里面有一个至圣所。
Because inside the tabernacle there is a holy place.
那这个至圣所里面有一个约柜。
And within the most holy place there is the ark.
那约柜上面有施恩的宝座。
And on the ark there is the seat of grace.
所以大祭司一年一次能够进到会幕，在神就降临在。至圣所，然后祭司就可以在那边跟神相会。
So one time a year, the high priest would enter the tabernacle to the most holy place, and that's where God would appear before him.
所以我们的生活需要有教会。
So our life must have church.
教会就是充满万有者所充满的。
So the church is filled with the creator.
充满万有就是神了。
It's filled with God.
教会就是神所充满的。
And the church is filled by God.
有时候我们到很多地方去访问。
So a lot of times we go to different places for visitation.
我们就发现那个住在没有教会地方的人。
We come to realize the people who live in a place without church.
如果他们有决心在那个地方要兴旺福音。
If they are determined to spread the gospel to that area.
信仰都越来越好。
Their faith will become better and better.
而且比住在教会地区的信徒有时候圣言信仰更好。
And actually their faith will probably surpass those of the members who live near church.
但是如果住在一个没有教会的地方又没有兴旺福音的决心。
But if instead they live in a place with no church and they do not have the determination to spread the gospel,
我们看大部分的信徒信仰都很软弱。
We see that the majority of these believers, they have a very weak faith.
教会确实很重要。
So we can see that church is indeed very important.
这是神降临的地方。
And this is where God descends.
所以约柜非常重要。
So the ark is very important.
它上面有施恩的宝座。
Because on it is a seat of mercy.
那在他们过约旦河的时候
，So when they're crossing the Jordan River，
约柜就发生很重要的作用。
They you see the important use of the ark。
我们看约书亚记。
Let's look at Joshua。
好，约书亚记。
Joshua。
三章四节。
Joshua chapter three。
只是你们跟约柜要相离2000 cubits，不可与约柜相近。使你们知道所应当走的路，因为这一条路你们向来没有走过。约书亚记三章四节。
Joshua chapter 3 verse 4. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before.
这里说这一条路你们没有走过。
So here it records that they have not gone this way before.
我们人生每一天都是新的。
So for us, every day is new.
那我们前面要往哪里去，我们真的不知道。
So we do not know what is to come or which way to go.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
所以我们要跟神有一，跟神之间要有留一个空间啊，给神来带领我们。
So between us and God, we must leave a distance so we can see God and where He leads.
我们的计划不是最后。
Our plan is not final.
不是我们计划完了，他一直祷告求神来成全。
And it's not that once we finalize our plans, we pray that God make it come true.
有一个空间给神能够运行来改变我们。
We must give a distance to God to let us work within us and to change us.
所以这里说要离两千咒。
So here it records it, the Israelites were to leave 2,000 cubits.
所以在约柜的带领之下，他们就进到迦南。
So under the guidance of the ark, they were able to enter Canaan.
因此我们的信仰生活真的如果完全照神的带领，我们就很容易进到神的国里面。
So likewise, if we allow our spirituality to be guided by God, it is easy for us to enter the land of rest.
那个体验就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And that experience is righteousness, peace, and joy.
真的，神的国在我们生活实现，最不会缠累我们啊，心里很平安，活着很喜乐。
For God's for God to manifest in our lives, it only brings peace and joy to us.
那这种生活就要神走在我们前面，我们跟着走才能够体验得到。
But in order for us to experience this, we must have God in our lives, and our lives must be led by Him.
那约柜第二个作用。
And the second usage of the ark.
就约书亚记到第六章，他们要绕耶利，要攻耶利哥城。
It is in Joshua chapter 6 when they are conquering the city of Jericho.
40年前他们不敢进迦南。
40 years ago they did not dare to enter the land of Canaan.
因为他们说有一个城非常高大，我们没有办法打败。
Because they said there is a great city there that we cannot destroy.
而且那里面的人非常的强盛，我们比起来好像一个蚱蜢。
And they said that compared to the people of the city they are very powerful.
那个城就是耶利哥城。
That city they're referring to is Jericho.
40年后他们到了耶利哥城前面。
But 40 years later, they came to the city of Jericho.
现在要怎么来攻
？But now, how were they to attack?
耶利哥是海拔最低的一个城。
So Jericho is actually the elevation level is very low.
那耶路撒冷是在山坡上。
And Jerusalem is set high in the mountain.
从耶路撒冷往耶利哥，你如果骑脚踏车，不要踏，就一直滑下来。
So if you were to ride a bicycle from Jerusalem to Jericho, you would not have to pedal.
这是属灵的低处。
And this is to represent the decline of spirituality.
属灵的低处。
Oh, the low point of spirituality.
那里面有妓女，所以这是罪恶的城。
So in here there's yeast. So this is the city of sin.
Oh, prostitute.
Oh, there are prostitutes.
Yeah, 所以这是罪恶的城.
So this is the city of sin.
耶利哥如果没有攻破, 他们没有办法得到迦南.
So if they did not defeat the city of Jericho, they could not conquer the land of Canaan.
哎, 神给他们一个人没有想过的办法。
But God gave them a method that man did not think of.
就是抬约柜,
which was to carry the ark.
一天绕一圈,
to lap Jericho one time a day.
七天绕七圈,
on the seventh day to circle it seven times.
就倒了。
They give a loud cry and the walls would fall.
这个是新的打战方法。
And this is a very new strategy in battle.
耶利哥就倒了。
But Jericho was destroyed this way.
所以我们心里面有时候有耶利哥。
So sometimes within our hearts we have a Jericho.
你攻不倒。
It doesn't matter how we try, we cannot defeat it.
但是你的约柜抬着绕, 绕七圈, 大叫一声, 它就倒了。
But when we have the ark and we circle this metaphorical Jericho, it falls.
神的能力是大的。
So this shows that the power of God is great.
当神同在的时候, 没有一个罪能够站立得住。
When God abides with us, there is not a sin that can overcome him.
所有的罪都可以克服。
And God could overcome all sin.
所以, 这个约柜对以色列百姓来讲是代表神的同在，这是极大的恩典。
So this ark actually represents God's abidance with the Israelites, and this is a very great grace.
好，但是我们如果到撒母耳记上，就发现一件不敬的事实。
But if we look at the book of 1 Samuel, we'll see there's something.
好，撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
在第五章啊，这里讲说他们遇到非利士人。
In Samuel chapter 5, it talks about how the Israelites encountered the Philistines.
那这个非利士人很强盛,
they were a very strong nation.
那很强盛, 他们想了, 那怎么办呢?
So the Israelites, they thought, what could we do?
就有人就在第四章就讲, 那就把神的约柜抬出来。
So in chapter 4, someone has said, then why don't we take out the Ark of the Covenant?
所以第三节,
in chapter 5,
百姓到营里，以色列的长老说：“神今天为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢？我不将神的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里，还我们这中救我们脱离敌人的手。”
Chapter 4, verse 3. And when the people had come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines?" Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us, it may save us from the hand of our enemies.
因为他们从过去的体验所听的故事, 约柜一来, 谁挡得住?
Because they had learned from their past stories and history, they knew that nothing could beat the Ark of the Covenant.
所以第五节啊, 约柜一抬到, 以色列人大声欢呼, 地都震动。
So in verse 5, it goes on to say that when the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the camp, all the Israelites shouted so loudly that the
Ark shook. 那非利士人就欢呼, 非利士人听见这个就很害怕。
So when the Philistines heard this great noise, they were very afraid.
为什么?
Why is that? In verse 8,
我们有祸了, 谁能救我们脱离这个大能的神的手, 从前在旷野用各样灾难击打埃及人, 就是那一些神, 就是这些神。
In verse 8, it says, "Woe to us, who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness."
但是结论是, 以色列民打败了。
But what was the conclusion? The Israelites, they were defeated.
然后约柜被掳了。
And the Ark of Covenant was captured.
然后以利两个孩子被杀了。
And the two sons of Eli were killed.
以利也死了。
Eli also was killed.
生一个孩子在第四节, 第四章的最后,
so at the end of chapter 4,
他生一个孩子叫做以加伯, 21节,
he had a son who was called Ichabod,
荣耀离开以色列,
and which his name means that the glory of God has departed Israel,
约柜被掳,
because the Ark of Covenant was captured.
对以色列百姓这是极大的震撼, 怎么有可能的约柜被掳?
So this was in fact very terrifying to the Israelites. How could the Ark of Covenant be captured?
那如果我们仔细来看哈, 为什么约柜被掳?
But if we look closer into how the Ark was captured,
那我们就发现在第二章、第三章有一点问题。
We can see that actually the problem occurs in chapters 2 and 3.
就是以利两个孩子, 他也是在圣殿里面。
We can see that the two sons of Eli, they also worked within the temple.
但是他跟这个, 圣殿里面的这些服侍的女人, 有犯罪,
but they had committed sins with the woman who also served in the temple.
所以有罪的, 同在，约柜抬出来就没有用。
So therefore, when the Ark of Covenant was brought out, because there was already sin, it lost its effectiveness.
所以第四节，第四章第四节。
So in chapter 4, verse 4.
这里下面说，约柜抬来，以利的两个儿子，菲尼哈跟何弗尼与神的约柜同来。
In chapter 4, verse 4, it says the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God.
一个荣耀的神用两个罪人来陪伴。
So a God full of glory used or had two sinners accompanying him.
一个大有能力的约柜竟然能力没有跑出来被掳了。
So a powerful covenant, at the end when it was brought out, it was rendered ineffective and it was captured.
所以这个在告诉我们，教会要得到能力非常重要，要圣洁。
So here we see that the importance of church and how it must be holy.
那特别做圣工的人要圣洁。
Especially those who serve and do holy work.
那神才能同在，我们抬出约柜来才会得胜。
That way God can abide with us, and so when the Ark of Covenant is brought out, we could have victory.
在这个地方，约柜被掳就打败仗了。
So here we see that the Ark of Covenant was captured and they were defeated.
但是虽然约柜被掳打败仗。
But even though they had lost the battle and the ark was captured,
但是约柜的作用没有减少。
But the use of the ark actually did not decrease.
所以在第五章开始。
So in chapter 5,
撒母耳记上第五章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 5,
腓力士人就将神的约柜从以便以谢抬到亚斯图。
So the Philistines, they brought the ark from Ebenezer to Ashdod.
那其实他放在这个庙里面呢、到第二天发现所有的庙全部都倒了。
So when they placed it in their own house of Dagon, when they rose early in the morning, they saw that all their gods had actually fallen over.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这个约柜是真神的同在啊，所以这些人造的神这个全部都倒了。
Because the Ark of Covenant represents the abidance of the true God, so the gods that were crafted by men, they could not stand before it.
所以对神的百姓、圣洁的人来讲，约柜是神的恩典，这个代表神的同在。
So to the Israelites or to the chosen people of God, the Ark of Covenant represents the abidance of God and its grace.
但是对不是神的选民、没有圣洁的人来说，约柜带来神的审判。
But to the unholy and to the people who are not to the chosen people of God, it brings His judgment.
所以这个神是两刃的利剑约柜有施恩的宝座，但是他所到的地方也是神公义的一种显明。
So we can see that it's actually two-sided. The Ark of Covenant can bring grace, but on the other hand, it can also bring justice and judgment.
所以从第六节开始所有腓力士人就患了四疮。
So in verse 6, it says that all of them were struck with tumors.
那大家就觉得说，这个约柜到我们这里来我们反而接受受了灾祸，就不敢让约柜在那个地方停下来。
So the people said that the Ark of Covenant that we brought to us, it actually has brought a disaster upon us, so they did not want it to remain with them.
所以十一节。
So verse 11.
打发人去请腓力士的众首领来说，愿你们将以色列神的约柜送回原处，免得害了我们、我们的众民。原来神的手重重的攻击那城里的人，惊慌而死的。
Verse 11, so they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, send away the ark of the God of Israel and let it go back to its own place so that it does not kill us and our people.
所以不配的人神降临就是审判，配的人神降临就是恩典。
So for those who are not worthy, the ark brings judgment, but for those who are worthy, the ark brings grace.
因此第六章开始他们就打算把约柜带回来送回来。
So in chapter 6, it records how the ark was returned to Israel.
那在这个送回来的过程当中
But in the course of the ark being returned to Israel,
就发现了一件事情
They realized one thing.
我们看19节
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 19.
神因为伯士麦人弹关他的约柜，就击杀他们70个人，那时有50000人在那里，百姓因神大大的击杀他们，就哀哭了。
19. Then he struck the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. He struck 50,000 and 70 men of the people, and the people lamented because the Lord has struck the people with a great slaughter.
那约柜与他们同在这个旷野差不多有三四十年的时间。
The ark was with the Israelites for about 30-40 years in the wilderness.
那里面有一个规定，人不可以看。
But there was one law that men cannot look upon the ark.
哦，那现在约柜运回来。
But the ark has been returned.
特别提到说是博士麦人坛观神的约柜。
So it specifically says here in verse 19, the men of Beth Shemesh they looked into the ark.
哦，中文翻说死了七十个人。
In Chinese, it translates that 70 people were killed.
但是如果我们看这个小字或看英文，就不是七十个人，是死了五万多人。
But if you look at the parentheses or the English translation, it actually is 50,070.
我们就想，为什么神会杀这么多人呢？
So we would think to ourselves, why did God kill such a great number of people?
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以在二十节啊，波斯曼人说，谁能在神的面圣洁的神势力呢？
So in verse 20 it says, and the men of Beth Shemesh said, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God?
这个是因为他们死了五万多人以后才醒过来啊，神是圣洁的，我们不能够随便来啊。
And it wasn't until after 50,000 men had died that these men had come to their senses and said that God is very holy. We cannot.
如果这五万人知道说看了会死，谁敢看？
If these 50,000 people knew if they looked into the ark they would die, who would dare look at it?
那为什么看了会死？因为人不配，神很圣洁，人是污秽的。
So why did they die? It's because man is not worthy. We are not holy enough.
所以当人不敢看的时候，就是代表人觉得不配，在神面前的谦卑。
So when man feels he is unworthy to look upon the ark, that is when he is humble before God.
但是这个五万多人应该摩西的律法很熟，他知道不可以看，还是想去看，这个代表什么？
But these 50,000 people, they should be very familiar with the law of Moses. So why do they still look upon the ark?
那这个如果我们看这个地方哈，博士麦。
If we look at this place, Beth Shemesh.
博士麦什么意思？
What does it mean?
叫 Sun Temple， 就是。太阳的殿或者光明的殿。
It means the temple of sun or sun temple.
我们知道一个地名常常会代表一些意思。
And we know oftentimes the meaning of a city or place it has carries some meaning.
比方说拿撒勒拿但也说拿撒勒能够出什么好东西
？Just like Nazareth, apostle once said, what good can come from Nazareth?
那耶路撒冷这应该是先知从这里出来的。
Or Jerusalem, that the prophets come from Jerusalem.
所以住在这个地方的人这个光明的殿。
So the people who dwell in this city, this temple of sun.
很有可能住久了之后，内心就有一种因为这个地方所引起的一种自傲或者一种自尊。
It is very possible that the people who lived in this place over a period of time they became proud.
所以我们看每一个地方都有不同的文化。
So we see that every place has its own culture.
甚至每一个教会都有不同的文化。
And even for us, each one of our churches has its own culture.
有的教会信徒真的很敬畏神。
Some churches we can see that the members truly fear God.
但是有的教会我们就感觉好像那个敬畏的成分比较少。
But in other churches, we can see that it is not as obvious.
因此这个就让我们知道。
So this lets us know.
我们在神的面前这种谦卑很重要。
That before God, it is very important for us to be humble.
神说不可以就是不可以。
When God says no, the answer is no.
不管我们住在哪里。
It does not matter where we live.
不管我们在社会上是什么。
It does not matter what status or position we hold in society.
不要因为自信而产生一种神的话我没有关系。
Don't let us because of self-pride do something that is not allowed.
所以这里五万人被杀掉了，但在约柜回归的过程。
So here in the course of the ark being returned to Israel, 50,000 people were killed.
好，那我们现在再看另外一个回归。
So let's see another recording of the return of the ark.
撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章。
Second Samuel chapter 6.
这里讲大卫就要把这个约柜带回来。
So here records that David is bringing the ark back.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
大卫又聚集以色列中所有挑选的人三万。大卫起身率领跟随众人前往，要从拉巴犹大将神的约柜运来。这个约柜就坐在两个基豆婆万军的神的约柜。
Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. And David rose and went with all the people who were there with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of Hosts.
那现在在回归的过程又发现了一件事情。
But here in the course of the Ark being brought back to Jerusalem, something else happened.
第五节。
In verse 5.
大卫和以色列的全家在神的面前用松木制造各样的乐器，弹琴、鼓瑟、作乐。第六节，
Verse 6,
到了拿河的河场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜。第七节，
Verse 7,
神向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的约柜旁边。第七六七，请你读。
Verse 6, and when they came to Nishan's threshing floor, Uzzah put his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the ox had stumbled. 7, then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God.
这里再提到这个约柜运到拿粮的禾场，结果出了人命。
So here we can see that when the ark was brought to Nishan's threshing floor, someone had died.
就是牛失的前蹄，就是牛要垮下去了。
Because the ox, for the oxen had stumbled.
那乌撒呢？他就伸手要扶住，因为怕约柜掉下去。
So Uzzah put his hand out to the ark of God to take hold of it, for he was afraid it would fall.
那第七节，神向乌撒发怒，他就因他错误击杀他。
But in verse 7, it records that the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error.
因为约柜是圣的，人不可以摸，也不可以看。
Because the ark of God is holy, so man cannot touch it and cannot look upon it.
那我们就来想为什么乌撒会想去摸它？
So let us ponder, why would he want to touch it?
当然第一个就是说，为什么这个约柜会倒下去？
So the first is, why would the ark of covenant fall?
我们就发现是因为运来这个牛失前蹄。
Because we would see that the premise was the oxen had stumbled.
但是神在设立约柜的时候是说人要抬，不是用运的。
But when God established the Ark of Covenant, He had said that the Ark of Covenant must be carried by man, not carried by animals.
那运的这个约柜用运的是在什么时候开始？
But when did they start changing the method of carrying the ark?
是在撒母耳记上第六章。
It is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 6.
他们要把约柜运来，要把约柜送回去，不晓得怎么办。
They want to return the ark to Israel, but they did not know how to do it.
我们看第二节。
So let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 2.
非利士人将祭司和占卜的聚集来，问他们说，我们回向神的约柜应当怎样行，请示我们用何法将约柜送回原处。第三节，他们说要将以色列神的约柜送回谷口空手去，也赔罪的礼物，然后你们便可以痊愈。
Verse 2, and the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it to its place. 3, so they said, If you send away the ark of God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return it to him with a trespass offering. Then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand is not removed from you.
第七节。
Verse 7,
现在你们应该造一辆新车。
But therefore make a new cart.
所以这个方法是非利士人去问他们的祭司、他们的占卜跟他讲的啦，不是神讲的。
So this method is because the Philistines called for the priests and their diviners, and this is something that they thought up.
那因为人抬，就很多人在抬。
So when the ark is carried by man, it's carried by many men at the same time.
一个人失脚，约柜不会掉下去。
So if one man stumbled, the ark of covenant would not fall.
那现在用牛来拉，一条牛在拉，那个牛一失脚，这个车子就倒了，这约柜就会掉下去。
But if it is instead led by cows who are tied to a cart, if the cow stumbles, then the ark would fall.
所以 以色列百姓啊，在抬约柜，它有年龄的限制，大概是20岁到50岁。
So when the Israelites carry the Ark of Covenant, there is an age restriction. They're about 20 to 25. 20 to 50.
因为抬约柜很重，而且要抬一段距离。
Because the Ark of Covenant is heavy and they must carry it for a long distance.
年纪太大了，抬不动了。
So if your age is too senior, then they're afraid you cannot carry it.
那现在用牛车来拉，你就不需要没有重量了。
But if it is pulled by a cart, there is no weight to consider.
就很轻松啊。
So it becomes just very easy.
这个也真的很有意思。
So this is also very meaningful to us.
这个约柜代表神的同在。
This Ark of Covenant represents the abidance of God.
那这个神的同在要人来抬。
And the, the abidance or the glory of God must be carried by man.
那人来抬就有你就会有重量。
So when it's carried by man, you will feel its weight.
重量就有压力。
So when you feel the weight, you will feel its pressure.
但是你抬到哪里，哪里都得胜。
But no matter where you carry it, you will gain victory.
所以我们在服侍神。
So when we are serving God.
我真的好像是在抬约柜。
Sometimes it really feels like we're carrying the Ark of Covenant.
会感觉到有压力在里面。
We will feel a pressure within our hearts.
所以保罗在哥林多后书，他在讲他服侍神的经验。
So in 2 Corinthians, Paul records his experience in serving God.
他说外面有很多的苦难。
He will say that outside there are many hardships.
被打。
You may be beaten.
甚至丢石头。
Or you may be stoned.
船坏了好几次。
Or you were shipwrecked.
那遇到假弟兄。
And you meet false brothers.
有时候没有东西吃。
Or there's nothing to eat.
当然这个就是外面的压力。
But these are outside pressures.
他后面又加一句啊，还有为教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
But he says that the worries of the church, these press upon his heart daily.
这就是抬约柜。
So this is what it means to carry the ark.
神要到哪个地方动工，总是要有人感觉到有压力。
So wherever God moves and wherever God goes, the people who follow, they will feel the weight upon them.
那这个压力从哪里来？从责任感来的。
But where does this pressure come from? It comes from a sense of responsibility.
因为我们要把它做好，不断做完，我们要把它做好，就会有压力。
Because not only do we want to complete the work, we want to do it well.
So, 但是主耶稣又说我的担是轻省的。
But Jesus has always also said that my yoke is light.
那这我怎么办呢？主耶稣又说他的担是轻省的，但是我们在做圣工，如果真的有责任感，压力就很大。
So what are we to do when Jesus says his burden is easy, but when we're doing holy work, we feel this pressure?
所以彼得前书里面在论到这个长老的事情，到最后他就讲哦。要将你们的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
So in 1 Peter, it discusses the topic of elders, and at the end, it says we must entrust all our worries upon God because He takes care of us.
那这一节圣经节跟前面连起来，就讲我们就知道啊，当我们在服侍一个神有这个责任、有圣工压力的时候，要学习交托。
So we must take these two verses and learn from it that when we are serving God, when we feel that pressure, we must entrust it to learn how to entrust things to God.
就是一直交托这个担子已经交托给神了，那这样我们就得到安息。
So when we keep entrusting our burdens onto Him, then we will feel at rest.
那这种安息不是没有责任感，这种安息是因为依靠神。在做我们的工作。
And this rest is not due to a lack of a sense of responsibility, but it's because we're trusting God to do work with us.
好，那这个约柜哈，用牛来拉，这个到底什么意思
？So what does it mean that the Ark of Covenant was pulled by oxen？
我们大家都很想神再回到我们教会跟我们同工。
So we all want to see God return to our church to work together with us.
好像那个约柜抬回到迦南地重新得到福气。
So it's just like the ark being returned to the land of Canaan, they receive blessings.
但是这个方法本身呢、啊、
But the method itself.
一定要从圣经去找。
But we must find it within the Bible.
我们不要从外面去找什么方法要把它套到神的教会来要复兴教会，这个是危险的。
So it's very dangerous for us to look at outside methods and what the society does to put it in, fit it into our church.
因为圣经教会要怎么发展，圣经讲得很清楚。
Because how the church is to prosper, the Bible says very clearly.
那教会是神的，主耶稣宝血买来的。
And the church was bought by the precious blood of God.
那神需要我们用一套圣经没有的方法来发展教会吗？
So does God need us to use a method that's not provided by the Bible?
这个是我们要仔细思想。
So this is something that we must ponder upon deeply.
所以约柜会倒下去，第一个原因就是因为用的方法不是神，是外邦人找来的。
So the foremost reason why the ark would fall is because the method they used was not given by God, but it was thought of by man.
好，那我们再回来看撒母耳记上第六章。
So let's look at First Samuel, Second Samuel chapter 6.
好，再回来看。
Second Samuel chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
到了拿禾的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜。
So because Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark of God.
那我们就发现这有两为什么乌撒会扶约柜
？So why would he try to steady the ark of God？
从表面的原因，因为他怕约柜倒下去嘛。
So maybe from the surface, we will say he was simply afraid the ark would fall.
但是如果看清楚一点乌撒的爸爸是谁
？But if we were to look deeper into it, then we would find out who his father is.
我们看第三节
，Verse 3，
他们将神的约柜从上亚比拿达的家抬来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌撒跟约亚拿赶新车。这里讲亚比拿达的两个儿子，一个叫做乌撒。
So here we see that he was the son of Abinadab. He was one of the sons.
那如果我们查这个亚比拿达什么意思
？And if we were to look into the meaning of Abinadab，
叫做 My father is noble。我的爸爸很高贵。
It means that my father is noble.
你想想看一个人会跟他的孩子取名字叫做我的爸爸很高贵，这样是什么人
？So for us to imagine a father who would name his son, my father is noble. What kind of father is he?
这个人相当有自信，也相当有自尊。
This person has a high self-regard or high self-esteem for himself.
那每一个家庭大部分都有家庭的传统。
So every family has their own traditions.
那如果这个爸爸相当有自信，相当有自尊
，So if he has a very high regard for himself,
很可能这个小孩子训练出来也差不多。
It is very likely that his children will be brought up in the same manner.
在内心的深处相当有自信。
So within their hearts, they are filled with confidence.
所以在无形当中就表现出来，用手去摸约柜。
So it was manifested in this situation when he stuck out his hand to study the ark.
所以保罗虽然行很多的神迹
，So even though Paul he did many miracles.
但是保罗说，我不敢越过神给我定的界限。
He said that he dare not cross the line that God has set for him.
他知道有一条线神给他画好，这条你不能超过去。
He was very clear that there's a line he could not cross.
所以虽然他很刚强，成就很多，但是他很清楚这条线跨过去，可能他就完了。
So even though he was very strong and he had completed many things, he knew that he could not cross this line that God had drawn for him.
这个就是谦卑。
And this is humility.
所以这个内心的最深处，自我的否定。
So in the deepest part of our hearts, for us to deny ourselves.
内心的深处对自己没有信心，然后完全依靠神，这个很重要。
For us to deny ourselves and to have no, to not rely on ourselves, but to trust in God, this is very important.
有时候家族的传统、个人的个性带给我们一种自信心，而忘记了神的界限，这个有时候是会相当大的问题。
So sometimes because of our family traditions or the self-pride or self-confidence that we have, it allows us to forget God.
所以后来约柜就搬回来了。
So later the ark was returned.
那这个搬回来以后大卫就在约柜面前就跳舞。
So when the ark was brought back to Jerusalem, David, he danced in front of the ark.
他这是真心的欢喜快乐。
So here he was truly expressing joy.
因为神的约柜回来了，神同在了。
Because the ark was brought back and God had abided with them again.
那以后所罗门就把这个约柜就放在圣殿里面。
So later, Solomon he kept the ark in the temple of God.
那献殿的时候，圣殿充满神的荣光。
So when they built the temple was filled with the glory of God.
所以约柜的归回确实给以色列百姓重新得到福气，神的同在。
So the return of the ark it indeed brought blessings and the abundance of God to the Israelites.
但是归回的过程发现了两件的意外。
But in the journey of the ark being brought back, there are two misfortunes that happened.
值得我们来思想。
So this is worthy for us to learn from.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
225.
225.
我们下个礼拜在七天就有灵恩布道会。
So next week we will have our evangelical services.
请我们每一天为这件圣会来祷告。
So let's remember this holy event in our daily prayers.
那在我们做得到的范围也可以跟教会的决定一起来进食祷告，但是每个人情况不太一样。
And if we're able, that we could fast together with church, but everyone is able to decide their own ability.
所以求主与我们同在。
So let's pray that God abides with us.
也让我们把约柜再抬回来。
And that our ark can also be brought back.
他与我们同在，显出大能力，是神的荣耀，在我们俄凡教会来显扬。
So may the ark be returned to us, and that the power and the glory of God may be manifested in Irvine Church.
我们现在用15分钟时间为我们教会的圣工来祷告。
So we will use 15 minutes to pray for the holy work.